Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
The football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders.
Eason dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. And number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy.
It's go time.
All right, it's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lisa Dent. This segment with Dan Hampton, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears at Vikings. Half of Hamp and OB on the line with us right now, Dan Hampton. Hey, Hamp.
Wendy, we are at the precipice of a very important game. We are 6-3, and if there's a chance that we win this game, we are like very much in the conversation of getting into the playoffs. So it's a big, big weekend.
All right, this can totally happen, can't it?
What now?
This can totally happen. They can win. What do we have to do? What do the Bears have to do to pull this off?
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, the Vikings, they've stumbled around. They're 4-5, and they have some issues with their quarterback. Well, guess what? Our quarterback has shown that he has been able to be put in certain positions where he can win games. And last week, scoring twice in the last 5 minutes, it's all a good thing. So the Bears, the arrow is pointing up.
Hamp, just about every week we talk to you, I ask for the Dan Hampton, Caleb Williams report card. We're through 9 games here, maybe not as consistent as we'd all like to see. But we've talked to you about it, Hamp, that late-game magic from Caleb. But where are you at on number 18 right now, Hamp? How are you feeling about Caleb?
Okay, on his report card, we'll give him a C+. Maybe a B-.
Whoa.
The point being is he has been able to bring the team back 4 times in the 6 victories. 4 times in those 6 victories, he has been able to bring them back and win a game. By hook or crook, you can say what you want, but that is why you pay a great quarterback to do what he does. And so far, so good.
Well, he is definitely earning our trust and OB's trust. Do you think he's much more confident? Because I'm sure seeing it.
Well, I, you know, and my dear friend OB is still on the outskirts of, you know, categorizing him as one of the greats. But I'll tell you this, winning games is all that matters. And in the NFL, at some point, you have to give a great premium to the players that make the plays. And like I said, 4 out of the 6 games, he has brought the team from behind to win. And those are, you can't teach it, you can't draft it, you can't manufacture it. It's just got to be something that happens, and Caleb Williams has been able to do it.
Hamp, a lot of talk at Hallis Hall this week about what happened in Week 1, a game the Bears, they should have won that game, Hamp. They gave up 21 fourth-quarter points to the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy did play in that game. I think he had 56 yards passing through 3 quarters, Hamp, and then they let him go off in the fourth. But from a player's perspective, Hamp, I know it's been eating at them, and Tyreek Stevenson talked about it, some other players. They're hungry to get after it this week, and I know they opened up as underdogs, but the Bears want this one bad.
It was really, it was grand larceny how he was able to come back. We had an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter, and J.J. McCarthy was able to come back and make some plays and throw some touchdown passes to beat us. Now, you know and I know the guys on the team are, you know, they've got, you know, the dander up, and they don't expect to see that happen again. But I will tell you this. J.J. McCarthy has had an amazing record as a winner, and you can't let him be put in a position where he can win a game. We need to basically, you know, put this game in position where we are in control late in the fourth quarter, and we don't have to worry about it.
Yep, if the Bears win and Detroit loses on Sunday Night Football, the Bears are all alone in first place in the division. Are you thinking playoffs? I know for some it still feels like a long shot, but right now they're in that sixth spot in the NFC. Are you thinking playoffs?
Well, why not? Hey, listen, right now the Bears have a 44% chance of being in the playoffs. With a win, they become a 55% chance of getting in the playoffs. And you know what? Everything is about taking a certain step at a time, and that is what this team needs to think about. You cannot, you know, keep thinking at some point, you know, everybody else is going to be, you know, the guys in the playoffs. What about us? Why not us? I think the Bears have a great chance of going into Minnesota, winning 27-20, and we are destined for the playoffs.
I like how that sounds, Hamp. That sounds really sweet. So week 11, Bears at Vikings, you're saying 27-20, Bears.
Sounds great. I can't wait. Pre-game is 11 o'clock. Go Bears.